For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
We need their energy. We're going to need every last bit of it. We know they've been giving it to us all, and we haven't, lived up to their energy. But we just ask that, they don't give up on us. And, keep standing and rocking for us, and we're going to continue to do the same.
Marcus Smart talking to Abby Chin on NBC Sports Boston. That is breaking stuff right there, or new audio there from Marcus Smart, I guess I should say. He's saying, stick with us, fans.
Big energy.
Well, I know that was a part of the discussion that, or at least a little bit part of the discussion that we had off the jump today. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline to break it all down. Lots to talk about with our friend Gary Washburn, who covers the Celtics and the NBA for the Boston Globe. Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're hanging in there, friend, and let's get to this injury with Malcolm Brogdon first. I know Gabe Vincent isn't going to go tonight. When you start to hear about elbow, forearm, tendon, you start to think about Tommy John surgery and stuff like that. Gary, to the best of your knowledge, how bad is this injury to Malcolm Brogdon? Because he has not looked right the last two games.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think he had 19 points in game two. I don't know how much that's affecting his shot and his ability to finish, but he hasn't been himself. So I don't know if that's a slump or the Miami defense or how much that the forearm is really bothering him. I mean, he's had ice on it during shoot-around, but he hasn't talked about it. So it'll be interesting to see like how much that really affects him, and we'll find out, I'm sure, tonight how that goes and how much is it just – pain tolerance, or is he considered risking more damage? Will it require kind of a pitcher, baseball pitcher's type of surgery, or is it just a forearm surgery and not an elbow? I think we'll find all that out. But yeah, I mean, it has coincided with a real slump he's been in games three and four.
So how about Gabe Vincent not able to play tonight? Isn't that like the kind of the luck that the Celtics need, like one of their main players being out in such an important game?
Yeah, it's a break for the Celtics because Miami is thin at the point guard position. Now, they can also go, they can have Jimmy Butler play point forward at times, and Bam Adebayo at times brings the ball up the floor, and then they'll rely a lot on Kyle Lowry, who is 37, and has had his moments in this series, but has also not been great in this series. So can Kyle Lowry play 35 minutes? That's going to have to ask that. And Miami's very cautious. So Miami might be saying, listen, he'll be ready for game six. So maybe they're preparing for a game six and they don't want to risk him re-injuring that ankle or making it even worse. But if you're the Celtics, and given the fact that Vincent scored 29 points in game three, and that he has been a hot shooter and he's played well against them, that's a break for Boston.
Gary, how do you see Eric Spoelstra retooling his lineup? Is it as simple as, well, just got to start Kyle Lowry now? Or are you expecting a little twist from, as I busted Christian Schaaps and others, the genius that is Eric Spoelstra?
I think Lowry gets a start. He's obviously veteran savvy, won a championship, played in 100-plus playoff games. So I'm sure he'll get the start. And I think, they're not a deep team at this point. I mean, they've shortened their rotation. They got guys, like, off the bench, like a guy named Haywood Highsmith, and they pulled out Duncan Robinson. But they're, with Hero out and Oladipo, that's three guards who are out of this game, and obviously Hero and Oladipo have been out of the series, but they are not a deep, deep team. So you got to wonder whether fatigue sets in, whether, the options are shorter for Spoelstra without Vincent. Because even after the ankle injury, he went they were trying to, they got him back out there. I mean, they wanted to play him. They didn't say, okay, shut it down, Gabe. We'll go with Kyle Lowry. Like, they prefer to play Gabe Vincent most of the minutes.
So we're talking to Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe, and Gary will be there at the game, starts at 8:30. So with that being said, what type of adjustments or what does Joe Mazzulla do to differently to take advantage of Gabe Vincent not being in? Does he make any changes?
I think what they do is they go, obviously, with Grant Williams back of the rotation. They might mix up a little of the small lineup. Robert Williams at different instances. Maybe they go with Sam Hauser to stretch the floor and more shooting. Obviously, Mazzulla is going to have to make some adjustments. Miami's going to make adjustments to the Celtics adjustments of game four. And you can't just hope, well, I hope my guys just play better. Like, you want to throw a wrinkle in there, too. And I think the thing that might have been unlocked in game four is that Jaylen Brown can be more of a playmaker because the Heat have been pressuring him to make plays, and he has been choosing the wrong choice, which is take on three defenders and try to score or dribble through traffic and get ripped, right? So what he did in game four was he became more of a playmaker. He passed the ball. He threw alley-oops. Like, he looked for Robert in the dunker spot. Like, that's what they force you to do. Miami's going to want you to do what's uncomfortable for you. And if you learn how to do that, it makes the game much easier. So let's see if the Celtics make the extra pass. Let's see if they play up more up-tempo as they did in game four. Let's see if they've learned from all their mistakes in the first three games and try to make this a now competitive series.
Gary, how would you use Jason Tatum tonight, I guess is the best way to phrase it? Do you give him the ball? Does he get him into the offense? Do you just wait for him to need to put the cape on? I'd be curious as to how you would try to get Tatum involved in this game.
I would use him as a ball handler until they go to traps. And when they start trapping, I would have Jason play off the ball, go around screens, and at times I'd have him be a playmaker passing it out to open three-point shooters. They're going to have to pick their poison. If the Celtics have shooters on the floor and those shooters are hitting shots, which they didn't in the first three games, but they didn't game four, the Heat's going to have to pick its poison, right? Either let Tatum score or let him get to the rim or have him single coverage or had Grant and Al and Derek and Malcolm and Jaylen hit three. That's what the Celtics want, you to make that choice, and they want to counter with a three-point shot. But with Jason, I'd play him in all different type of situations. I'd mix it up. I would not be so predictable and have him just strictly handle the ball. I'd have him play off the ball. I'd have him do some pick and roll with Jaylen. Like, I'd have him do a little bit of everything because he's versatile.
Gary, you mentioned Jaylen Brown. Is he working through something more than just that cut on his hand? Is there something else going on there potentially?
Well, no, he had the elbow thing and early in the series. I just think his shot isn't going down. And when he slumps from the three, he tends to get down on himself, slump from the field, and he's got to play with that utmost confidence. But he also has to make the right decisions. And that's the thing. The Heat will make you question your game. And I think with Jaylen, when he dribbles into traffic and gets ripped or makes a turnover, he's questioning himself. So he's driving with uncertainty. He's got to drive with a little bit more force. He's got to drive with the intent that, like, hey, I'm either going up or I'm going to pass off and get my guy an easy bucket. So I think with Jaylen, it's more of a confidence thing, and he's got to remain in the game. Hey, you missed a shot, get back on defense and make a play. Stop complaining to officials, and that means for Jason Tatum too. Stop focusing on the officials and just play the damn game.
Man, Garrett, I tell you what, man, I've talked to you over the last 2 years, and every time I hear you speak, you talk about the issues, it's feel like it's always the same things with these guys. Like, I feel like we talked about this last year. We talked about this like a month ago. Hey, do this, do that. Stop complaining about the refs, and here they are. It's got to be frustrating for a fan, for a guy that covers it. And especially for the organization and for a guy like Joe Mazzulla, which I'm assuming is telling them not to do it, but they just can't stop.
Yeah, they feel like they deserve certain calls. And I admit, Miami has gotten a lot of calls. Miami got a lot of early calls in game four. And, you know, and it does, it's important to the game when Miami gets in the bonus with 6 minutes left in the first quarter and spends the second half of the quarter shooting free throws or living at the line. And so the Celtics can't play the aggressive defense. They've got to watch their fouling. It affects everything when you're basically putting the heat, especially Jimmy Butler, you're putting him on the line 10, 12, 13 times a game. So I understand they're, you know, trying to call it even, give us the same call. But when play is going on and you're not getting back on defense or you're staying on the floor because you want to show how hard you got hit and they're not paying attention to you, that hurts your team. And so they've got to get over that. And for the most part this season they have. But as this series has progressed and obviously in the same thing with Philadelphia, it's picked up again.
Gary, what do you think happens tonight?
I wish I could give you a great prediction. I had no idea what was going to happen in game four. I just said I was here to cover a basketball game.
You just gave up?
Yeah, that's how I feel tonight. I mean, they should win, especially without Gabe Vincent. I think they've unlocked some things in game four that they could do better and that they could get the victory and they could put the pressure on Miami. Go back to Miami. I think they should win the game, guys. But, you know, they shouldn't be down 3-1 either.
That is true. Well, Gary Washburn's been fantastic breaking it down with us all playoffs long. Gary, thank you, friend. Enjoy the game tonight. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.